couple of weeks ago, we had a couple of folks in the studios here from the Citizens Climate Lobby, Howard White and also Katie Schroer. We talked about your impending visit to Washington, D.C. to do some learning and some educating and also some lobbying out there. Well, they're back from D.C. and right here in our studios now. Thank you both so much for coming back in.
Thank you.
It's good to be back with you, Jeff.
Now, when we left, of course, you were on your way to Washington. I guess the first very general question would be, Katie, I'll start with you. Mm-hmm. Was it everything you thought it was going to be?
Oh, it absolutely was. It was, I knew about all that the conference had to offer, and so many other people who had been to it in Northfield, no one had anything, everyone had nothing but positive things to say about it. So I did have high expectations, and wow, it was an incredible experience. Just being there with all those other people who are there for the same reason.
Howard, how about you? What was the experience like for you?
I had the same kind of experience. Everything was positive for me. There were over 1,400 people at the international conference from all over the world, but mainly from the United States. And of those 1,400, 500 were like Katie and I. We were newcomers, first-time participants. And it did meet my expectations for motivation and information, and I enjoyed the day on the Hill lobbying a couple congresspeople.
Now, let's kind of go through what you did there. You were there for what, 2 or 3 days altogether?
3 days.
3 days.
And you did some lobbying. That was just one day. But let's talk about day one. What did you do when you got there?
Well, day one for me was finding out how to handle the metro from from Annandale, Virginia, into the Omni Shoreham Hotel. And lo and behold, I was riding in, and who did I meet at the transfer station but Katie? And we were both headed on
and
the
about
same...
eight other CCL people.
And so that was the first day. But the opening session was led by Mark Reynolds, the CCL mm-hmm. executive director, and just giving some facts and figures about all the people who were there and the new people who are there, and enabling us to be excited. And then one of the very first meetings was dividing up between the new people who stayed in one room mm-hmm. and the people who were their local chapter leaders or regional leaders were in another room. So that's where Katie and I got separated, because I'm one of the group leaders here in Northfield.
All right, Katie, mm-hmm. let's start with you. First of all, you didn't travel together, I take it.
No,
part of separate groups. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now, if your first day, what were your thoughts on that, and what did you do?
Well, the first session obviously was a whole group session with all 1,400 people in the same room, mm-hmm. and it was such an exciting opening to the conference to feel that energy in the room. And
now, you when we talked to you, you just finished your junior year, or you're heading into your junior
year? I'm heading into my junior year.
Okay. Were there other students, other people your age?
There were. There were, I think, over 100 youth. Most of them were college students. Mm-hmm. But I did meet several other high school students from vastly different places than me. But that was really exciting, too. I learned a lot about what they were doing.
All right. Let's go into that seminar now. What were the things that they discussed in the seminar?
The training?
The training, yes.
Yeah. Well, the first session that I had, since it was my first time here, was an overall welcome to CCL. This is what we're about, our philosophy, our solution, and how we go about it. And, I had done my research beforehand. I knew my stuff about what they did. But hearing it like that and learning it there from those people, it really drove home the importance of some of the ways they go about it, their optimism and the bipartisanship. It really drove home how important that was.
And Howard, let's move things over to you. That sure. first seminar, you went to a different one, one for the some of the leaders. What was your experience like?
Part of that seminar was encouraging each one of us to work on our story, why we're there, why we care about the environment. And so meeting with other people in a small group, that was incredibly helpful. I think for me, there was such a positivity to the whole conference. And one of the things I may have mentioned last time when we were on the radio with you was how there is a coming together of, let's say, CCL, mm-hmm. with our ideas, and probably 80% of CCL would be more progressive and liberal. But the very same idea is coming from the Climate Leadership Council that's led by Ted Halstead, but more familiar names would be George Shultz and James Baker. Mm-hmm. And it's as if the conservatives and the progressives are coming together and saying carbon fee and dividend, placing a price on carbon and remitting the proceeds back to every household, is an idea whose time has come, because it's an opportunity to succeed at addressing issues of climate change.
And Katie, from your perspective, that first day, was that the message as well? Did you get a lot of the carbon fee, I guess, education, learning?
Yeah, I did. Okay. And and I had already learned about a lot of it. But again, it was a different thing to learn about it in that space, mm-hmm. in person, and to really see how people came together on this issue from all different places. It was so easy to meet people and start conversations and hear why they had come and why they cared about this and why they thought CCL was the way that they wanted to work on this.
Let's move on to day number two. Tell us about your experiences in day two.
Well, we had a lot of breakout sessions that day, about all kinds of things. There were so many options. Some of them were, develop your own story and, we'll help you work on that. And that was super interesting. 'Cause at the conference, they talked a lot about how powerful stories are in this conversation. Mm-hmm. Statistics can only get you so far, but stories connect people and are really powerful in moving the issue forward. So I think that was probably my favorite session.
All right. How about you?
Day two for me, again, the same issue or idea of story. And part of my story is being an Army National Guard chaplain, so I care very much about the Defense Department. So one of the sessions I went to was led by people from the Center for Climate and Security, and really assisting the Defense Department with its issues of how does it do its mission when they have to patrol more areas because of the Arctic ice cap melting? And how do they do their mission when it's too hot to train military personnel in the field? What happens when you can't do live fire drills because of a concern for wildfires? There's so many things that relate to our national security where climate issues are impacting it. And one of the ones that was, a favorite of mine or touched my heart was there's an Air Force base up in Alaska, Eielson Air Force Base, where because of the depletion in the permafrost, the concrete foundations are breaking up. And so they're going to have to rebuild a lot of things. So there's a price to our global warming. There's a price to our use of carbon. But there are solutions. And that's what's so neat. There are solutions.
We're talking once again with Howard White and Katie Schroer. They are with the Citizens Climate Lobby. Just attended a series of educational sessions and seminars and also lobbying in Washington, D.C., our nation's capital, recently. We've talked about the days, day one and day two, but what about night one and night two? Were you able to socialize? Were you able to meet some people, talk with them? Was it kind of a bonding session for you at night as well?
Go ahead, Katie.
Definitely. I wasn't there every night. I had a long commute, but yeah, definitely. Socializing was a huge part of it, and getting to know. There were people from all 50 states there. Mm-hmm. That was the first conference where they'd had people from all 50 states. There were people of all ages, and just it was very people from all different places, and so that was really interesting. I think my favorite night, actually, though, was after lobbying. That night, we had a reception, and instead of the executive director or the founder talking more, they opened the mic to just people at the conference and said, come and tell us about how this experience has affected you. And so many people came up that they had to cut them off at the end. And it was just incredible to hear people talk about how CCL had changed their lives and restored their faith in the political system and all kinds of things.
And Howard, how about you? You know, as a veteran, were you able to talk with some other folks, some of the leaders of some other chapters, and get some good stories in?
I was able to do that, and I've lived in Northfield for 27 years, but before that, I lived 18 other different places, and I met up with people from Santa Rosa, California, which is one of the places I lived. Had found people from back east where I lived, and so that was, for me, that part of the socializing was a lot of fun, just seeing people. Oh, I know your place, I lived there. That was just fun.
Now, day three, I'm presuming, was the lobbying day. Let's talk about that. Either one of you can start that.
Well, I wake up way too early, and so I I found my the congressional offices I needed to go to before our first event of the day, and that was helpful for me to be able to just make my way around these House office buildings. But I think what I knew, because I had heard it before, the idea that all politics is local. Well, I experienced that in the two congressional offices I visited, because one office was very concerned about biofuels and what will carbon fee and dividend do to biofuels. And the other one was worried about a refinery in their district that employs 6,000 people. And so while I might care about the walruses and I might care about the permafrost issues in Alaska, they cared about what it was going to do to jobs in their district.
Yeah, that's an interesting perspective.
I would definitely agree. Yeah, that was definitely a part of it. Yeah, people were concerned about how was this going to affect their constituents. And that's a great conversation to have, because as constituents, we can really talk about what we've experienced and how we see others in our community reacting to this. And yeah, it was... The way CCL had shown us to have these conversations be how to connect with our legislators and how to make it a productive and positive conversation. It really worked. It was really encouraging.
Now, were you able to talk with some of the actual congressmen, congresspeople, or senators there?
I wasn't. We were just with their staffs.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I was not either. I know that some people did have a chance to talk with their congresspeople, but yes, it was near the end of the legislative session, and but the aides were super helpful, and they were still, I think, very positive and productive conversations.
Now, when you left, it sounds like you were both enriched greatly by the experience, but what about you know, what you were there for and what the lobbying, the purpose was, the carbon fee and dividend? Do you feel like it gained some momentum? Are there more politicians at least giving it listening to it and giving it a good ear?
I think there are, because it's such a bipartisan solution. The Climate Leadership Council, let's say a more conservative group, they have the same ideas that Citizens Climate Lobby has, and even though we also have a conservative coalition in our group. I think what also gives me positive hopes is we heard from two representatives, two leaders of Students for Carbon Dividend, both young Republicans. There are 23 Republican chapters on campuses across the country. There are 6 Democrat chapters across the country of Students for Carbon Dividend, 5 college environmental groups. So there are just so many groups coming together to say, this is a solution whose time has come. So I think once we get into the new Congress in 2019, a bill will be put before them from some source that says carbon fee and dividend, pricing carbon is the way to go, and we'll get it done.
Mm. Yeah, I would say I definitely think that what happened in those meetings and what I heard from other people too was you build relationships with your legislators, is what CCL teaches you to do. And that was, we heard from people who had, you know, been coming here for years and just now felt like that relationship was really going somewhere. They had, you know, convinced their legislator to join the Climate Solutions Caucus or support this bill finally. And it was amazing to see those, to hear from people who had been growing those relationships for a long time, and it was really moving forward.
Hmm. Well, we want to thank you both for coming in and talking with us. I really like that you enjoyed your experience. You were able to articulate that very well, both of you, to our audience. So we're much appreciated your time. We're out of time. Got to move on, but thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeff.
Once again, that is Katie Schorer and Howard White with the Citizens Climate Lobby.